and the Yankees turned and went back to their main force. Mm-hmm. And that is the only thing that kept this house from being burned. The Yankees never did get back through this part of this of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Well, they never did until after the war was over. And talking about the Yankees reminds me of a story that you told about the peach picking business in World War II. Manpower was very short, and some man got up the idea of he had a pair of monkeys, and he took those monkeys out and got them picking peaches down here around Fort Valley. Just couldn't get people to pick the peaches, and they were just going to ruin. So he had an idea that if you get a bunch of monkeys up here and pick the peaches, it'd be a fair thing. Mm-hmm. You train these two monkeys, they'd run up and get a peach and come sit back and down and put in the basket, just. So we had a meeting. Peach was down there about this thing, and everybody thought it was a wonderful idea. And they were getting ready to get up money to send and have monkeys brought in so they could train and pick these peaches. But one old man down there said, it won't work. And they others were very indignant. They said, you don't know what you're talking about. Said, yes, I do. I said, it won't work. And they argued with him, and every time he'd come back, he'd get more work. And finally some fellow said, well, why won't it work? He said, because. Say, if you start that time you get them trained, them damn Yankees will come down here and free them.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad that that they didn't. I mean, that, this house is still standing. I know
well,
you are.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm very, very, very happy about
it's
it.
Beautiful.
Very
it really is.
I've enjoyed living here. I just don't care for living away. I won't stay here.